Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Hard work takes away anxiety. I'll tell you, every time it trumps anything else you can do. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, 3-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Evans. Welcome back to Questionably Awesome, where we're going to answer some questions from our audience, and we may or may not make it awesome. We may or may not make you smarter.
We'll definitely make you smarter.
Yeah. You know what? 100% always going to make you smarter. So you guys can already tell if you feel like maybe having a laugh or laughing at us, this is the podcast for you. If you're looking for like a deep dive into something a little more intense or I don't know, serious, not for you. Yeah.
Okay. Go to the library.
Go to
which
the
I love.
Hey, I love some good library time. Library.
You.
Do you remember the kids that would call it library? And you're like,
yes.
There's an R in there. But also, it's kind of like they could battle back with Wednesday, right? They could say, they're like,
we're already starting.
Yeah. You say library. You say Wednesday. I say Wednesday.
Wednesday.
But what is that? Like, it's W-E-N-D. That's what it is. Wednesday. It's how everybody
Wednesday.
Says it. Yeah.
Also, did anyone ever say library? Where you're probably not, but
no, that's very Southern. Are you going to the library?
That's you going to the library?
Southern. That's they're fixing to go to the library.
Yep.
Yes.
Library.
Absolutely. We were just talking on another podcast. They said if you want to like really throw someone off, just say you're fixing to go somewhere.
Do it.
How do you even know if it's broke if you haven't been there yet? You just need to. It's a question we all should ask ourselves.
Yes.
Evans, what's new? The Midwest is getting warmer. The Midwest South.
Yes, it's thriving. Everyone is doing their yards. They're doing house repairs. We are power washing. We are out there.
Power washing is real as well. Like it is like, yeah, clean that up. Or you will be judged. I feel like that's the Midwest tagline. Like, get to Home Depot or thou shall be judged. Judgeth. Duh.
So true. Like, we were a little late in cutting our grass.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, man. And we're new in the neighborhood. So I feel like we set a bad tone. Bad tone.
I had a really funny experience happen when we first moved here. Well, to me, it was funny. To you, it might be really not at all. But... So we put out our garbage and we didn't know what garbage day it was. And there was like four, you know, we had four garbage cans and it's a lot of garbage cans. But when you move, you use every ounce of your garbage can. And so we had them out there like overflowing with boxes, you know, for like a week because we didn't know when the garbage was coming. And all of a sudden one day the garbage was gone, but so were the garbage cans. And we were like, oh my God, did a neighbor like say, screw these new people? And like hide everything. Like I was flabbergasted. I looked around. I was like, you got to be shitting me. Like I don't have a garbage can now.
What?
And I was like, oh no, maybe we have passive aggressive neighbors. And so I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm trying to figure it out. We call the garbage people, like the garbage company, because it's weird here. Like it's not the city. You have to purchase a service from like different garbage. So there's different garbage companies all around town. You have to purchase the service. So we figured out who the service was and we called them and they're like, oh no, your service was up. So we just took everything. And we were like, oh, well, we'll transfer that. But I felt so much better because there was a solid day to 2 days in there where I felt like, oh no, I have the passive aggressive neighbors who literally stole our shit. Yes. So I felt so much better. I was like, okay, point taken, universe. Like I will make sure that I'm more on top of it with the neighbors, with cutting grass and getting my garbage cans in.
Oh man. And you know what else has been hard? Hmm. Is speaking of garbage, like when you're on your dog walks and you've got a poop bag and you're like, well, I can't throw it in my neighbors. Like in Santa Monica, there were public trash cans everywhere, but here you got to hold on to that poop.
Oh my goodness. I sneak it into the garbage cans if they're out.
You do? Okay. I do. Maybe I should start, but I'm scared to. I don't know what the rules are.
It feels like an alarm will go off for sure. Every time I open the lid, it feels like an alarm will go off or they'll actually pop out and be like, hey, I finally caught you. And I'm like, I mean, it's a little bit of a rush, but it does help wake me up in the morning. I can't
maybe
carry
I'll
the
start.
Poop. I can't. Now, I don't throw it in the recycle. Like, that's one thing I will not do. I'm like, okay, we're not going to drink out of a, you know, a plastic or tin can that later on karmically comes back and has my dog's poop in it. So.
Although Banana's poop would be good because he's really good dog food.
He does. It's really, really like a hearty, healthy poo. So it is like his poop does not stink like bat anyway. I've definitely babysat for dogs where I'm like, oh, they must eat a totally different brand of dog food. This is just getting weird, but everybody who has an animal completely knows.
You know what your dog's poo smells like.
Yeah, you do. And I just think you're used to it also as a parent. And you're just like, oh, it's fine. And it's probably when you babysit for someone else's kid.
Yep.
I don't know. I haven't done that either.
Me neither. Oh, things are off to a great start,
me
though.
Me too. I feel really good about this. Do you have a review?
Oh, yes, I do. Okay. This is from Kate. Oh, wait, no, we did that one last week. I have a quote.
You know what? I'm going to say my quote and talk about it. And you can find a review. How's that?
Okay. That sounds great.
Great. So we're so good at this. I went to the good quotes page on Instagram where all news is accurate, accurately false and accurate. Yep. So with that said, it says a lot of things could be fixed with a simple conversation. I just thought that was such a profound yet easy statement to realize so many of the things that we feel are a problem is because we're just not expressing them because we're afraid of the outcome. And I feel like the best thing I can say to myself and to everybody listening is be more afraid of if you don't have the conversation. Like that outcome is going to be even worse. It will affect your life. It will probably, drain you from all of the good things that you could be doing. It's an energetic drain when we hold on to those things. And especially, please listen, if you're having those conversations with not the person. If you're having them with everyone but the person you need to have them with, that's truly the worst thing that you could ever do to yourself, because you're just literally giving away your power to everything else except for, getting your power back from that thing. I'm now babbling. Did you find a review?
Oh, yeah, I did find a review. Great. Sorry, I meant to give you the thumbs up.
No,
okay.
Great. I was just trying to use as many words as I could.
This is from Love Always, Amy Beth.
Oh, great.
Okay. Amy Beth says, the show is a burst of energy. This is my favorite show for personal development. Lori gives amazing pep talks and advice. It's why I tune in. I love her chats with Lindsay and guests on the show. They are always super real and relatable.
Oh my God. Amy, thank you so much. Maybe it's Amy Beth together. I don't know, but I love it. Thank you. We appreciate
love a double name.
I love a good double name. I really do.
Me too.
I really wish I would have gotten mine grounded really well in the beginning and just used Lorianne on Instagram, because your Instagram name becomes your name. Like, you officially are like E-crad in my head because of Instagram. Like, I'm like, Evans. Oh yeah, her name is Evans. That's right. For those of you who don't know, Evans' name is actually Hillary. But from birth, everyone has called her Evans. But if that didn't just blow your mind, I don't know how else I'm going to do it today. So
it's so weird.
Wait,
did we do a quote yet? You did your quote.
I did my quote. You got it. Yeah, I want to hear your quote.
Okay. It's from Thomas Edison. And the quote is, opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like hard work.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh.
Yep. So everybody wants to put on the glam squad right away. Yep. But you really got to put on those poop covered overalls and you got to get your hands dirty. It's true.
It's like Thomas Edison did.
Just like T.E. Old T.E. It is crazy how it's like we think of all of these super fun things and we're like, what a great idea. And then when it comes down to doing the work, we're like, how about I sabotage myself instead, because it seems hard or scary or people could judge me or maybe I'm not doing it right. All of those things that the overalls can help you with. Hard work takes away anxiety. I'll tell you, every time it trumps anything else you can do. So that's the key to today's takeaway, is keep working hard. And that's about it. So
put on the overalls. Oh, yeah. Okay. So a lot of people had a very similar question. I'm going to read you one, but this was one of probably like five.
Oh my goodness. Amazing.
This is from Carly Nash. And she says, how do I grow my business being extremely introverted and camera shy? Everyone's afraid to do lives. They're nervous about being themselves on social media. What do you do?
Oh man. The only way to get over this is to do it often. And it's not just like, I know, worst thing to hear ever. And you're not just going to set out one day and be like, okay, I'm going to start doing it today. You actually have to have a plan and a schedule of when you're going to do it. So I think it needs to be a set thing. You're like, okay, Wednesday at 7, I'm jumping on. So Tuesday night, I know that I am going to prepare for what I'm going to say, and I'm going to get on and I'm going to stay on for this duration of time, and I'm not getting off until I've talked about X, Y, and Z. And you know, you have to stay on it through the uncomfortable. And even if only three people come on and they like jump off right away and, you know, your mom says, hey, what are you doing? I'm trying to call you right now. Like while you're on Instagram Live. But it's literally the only way. And you do start to get over it. But of course that fear is there. And the more that you don't do it, the more you're afraid of it. It's kind of like when I haven't flown for a while, I get like really nervous all over again. Like I went on a plane recently and I was like, oh my God, I used to do this twice a month. Like I was flying all the time. And, you know, I hadn't flown in like over a year because of the pandemic. And I was so nervous all over again. And it's funny because I can go on my podcast, like not even thinking about it always. But once in a while, if I go on lives now, because I haven't been doing lives, I'm like, oh God, I'm really nervous. But it's whatever you get used to, right? So the only way to get over that is just to make yourself do it and have a plan around it, because you're never going to do it if you don't have a plan. So what I would do is say, okay, what is it that I want to go on for? Like, do I want to talk about something? What is it that I'm going to be consistent for? And you know, what I've seen work really well is when people do like challenges, like, okay, I'm going to do this every day for 30 days. I'm just going to tear the Band-Aid off, or, you know, I'm going to stick to something for 3 months and it's going to be every Tuesday and Thursday and it's going to be at this time. And they make an announcement to everyone so that they stick to it. Maybe you line up guests to do some lives with so that you don't have to do it on your own at first. So you get those appointments like in the calendar, like, okay, I have my appointment for my first person on Tuesday at 5 p.m. We're going to go live on here. Like, we're actually going to do that on Clubhouse. We're going to start something that's consistent because I've been wanting to do it, but I'm not doing it myself. Like, I've been avoiding it. I'm like, I don't want to go on there by myself. That seems really daunting and scary. So I have a couple of friends that I asked. I'm like, I feel like it's such a great modality. Like, let's make sure that we do this. So let's make a regular thing that we just commit to, but know that, you know, if I can't make it one Wednesday, like someone else, you know, you can take over. It has to be something consistent. So not what you want to hear, but if you want that thing, it's the only way that it's going to happen. Like, I know, Evans, like you're helping us write emails right now for Light Pink. And I know that you were freaked out, like the first emails that you wrote, but now
still
that it's
consistent.
Yeah, but you do it.
Yes.
So is it as crazy as the first one?
No, it gets better every time. And it's also keeping the mindset of like, of course I'm going to make mistakes. Of course there are going to be edits. Like, this is what it's about. This is like, you can't get good at something in 5 minutes. I mean, maybe you can, but I can't.
No. And especially if you are, you know, cause I'm just thinking of like, some of the amazing emails you've sent, like, especially if it's like somebody who you're writing for that has something that came up that week that you're like, oh, we also let's edit this part so that we can put in this part because this is like what has come up this week. And it's
right.
I think it's like non-attachment always. Oh my God. It's the attachment to like what we thought we were doing or what we think we're doing. Trust me, it happens all the time to me. I'm just like, oh, I can't get attached to this idea or what I'm thinking, especially now with Light Pink. I'm working with so many people that, you know, I throw out ideas that I think are great. And then I'm like, oh, they don't think it's that great, but it's my company. And then I'm like, but Lori, it's reflecting back to you that these 10 people, you're the only one that thinks it's great. So maybe it's not, or maybe it's not the idea, right? We can't even say that. We can't even say it's not great. We just have to say, maybe that's not the idea. Maybe that's not the fit. So
maybe it's the seed.
Yeah, totally. It's the thing that sparks something else or whatever. And I think that's the thing we have to realize too. And I think that's the biggest thing I've realized, even with your emails, is it sparks like, oh, this is the direction we should go, or we should pepper in this, or we should do that, or whatever that looks like. So yeah, I think it's all just freaking growing all the time.
That's cool. I really like that. It's that spark, thinking about a spark, how it can spark something else.
It is. And you have to have that, and you have to have it from other people. So relating back to the question, like, you have to just start. You have to start, and it has to be super consistent. So Yeah. Was there another question?
Oh, yes. This is from Jessica Fush. When do we know it's time to hire a team member?
This is a great question. I always say hire before, like, you feel like you're drowning and you need someone, because the second that you get resentful and think you're dropping the ball, that's when you kind of start getting burnt out and you don't want to do your business and you're missing opportunities and you're out of the creative that makes... Here's what we have to remember. When we're in our zone of genius, the thing that you're doing when you're at your best is typically the same exact thing that is going to create the most company or the most money for your company, your small business. So with that said, if you're the creative and you are the person working direct with the client, you probably, now in the beginning, you're going to have to be the everything person, right? In the very beginning. Mm-hmm. But if you're noticing that you're starting to make money and that you could make more money if you were able to spend more time, if you had more time to spend with one more client, that's when you start paying someone to take care of the customer service, to start taking care of all of these other things that you, that are taking you away from acquiring more customers. So I think that's the main thing, especially for me right now with Light Pink. Like, I'm really observing where my efforts could be moving the needle a lot more and getting a lot more people interest. Like, I could be going on a lot more podcasts. I could be, you know, writing other personal newsletters. I could be reaching out to people to see if they could get on board with this initial campaign. And because I'm really stuck in email land right now and just logistics,
yeah,
it's taking me away from those things. So I'm like, oh, I need to hire another team member coming up really soon. So that's when you know, when you're like, oh, I'm getting pulled out of the thing that I do best. And I'm really noticing that I'm taking a lot more time than I think somebody else would on this. So if you're, you know, having to respond back to Instagram posts and you're noticing that's taking so much of your time and you're not doing the work that's really important, maybe you hire someone for an hour every day to comment back on all of your posts.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are the things that you could be doing that get you back into your zone of genius? So
I bet that's hard too when you've created something all on your own, and it's hard to give away those things at first, like when you've built it, you know?
It is, but we have to remember that that's how we stunt our growth. Like, that's, it's not going to grow at all. And as much as you love your business, you're going to start hating it because you're doing the things that you don't love.
Preach!
It's true, because I have been there. So,
man,
Evans, drop some wisdom on us for our last.
I just think that we all need to put on our overalls and get in there. Get dirty.
Get in there. Get dirty. Schedule it. You got to schedule it. A farmer's
schedule your
like,
overall time.
Think of a farmer. He is not like, you know what? Maybe on Wednesday I'll feed those chickens. Yeah.
No way.
I will. And then he goes out and all the chickens are dead. And you're like, why are the chickens dead? I came out when I wanted to.
It's huge schedule.
Don't
on a farm.
Kill your chickens. That's what you're doing. Don't kill your chickens. Go schedule it. Like, that's, you're killing your dreams. The chickens are your dreams, you guys. Do not kill them. Be consistent. Be regular. Take some extra.
Poop regular. Yes. All right. We got our poop in.
That's same good. Humor. I like it. That's why we're together. All right, you guys. So grateful for you. As always, we love hearing your questions. You can text the number that is in the intro. I am going to also try to get it really quick while we are just waiting here using some words. It is text podcast to 310-496-8363. And what we do from there is we send out a text around this time asking for your questions based on a certain topic. So if you want a shout out, and you want to get your question answered, you can text podcast to 310-496-8363 and we will answer your question. Evans, thank you so much for coming on. I always love seeing your face. You guys,
I love seeing your face too.
You can't see your outfit, but she looks like a really sexy wilderness woman. It's the vest. It just, all you have to do is put that, like, that dark green vest on and it's kind of fitted. And all of a sudden you're just like mysterious. Like, you could be woodsy. You may not be.
Yeah.
You may just be a fashionista who works in her yard, or a super wild wilderness woman who could save our lives.
Oh, I think the second one.
Oh, the second one for sure. I literally looked at you and was like, yeah, she's going to be in my camp if I ever get stuck out in the wild. Okay. So everyone, so grateful for you. Make sure you text that number. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it.